The economy is in the shitter. Did you guys hear that? If one more bank goes belly up, George Bush is going to have to do a freecreditreport.com commercial. It's true. It's true. I don't know. I don't think the economy is all that bad. You know why? I don't have any stocks. And every time the economy gets shitter, more shit gets added to a value menu. How about that shit? Certainly. Certainly the Dow may have gone down 164 points today, but last week Wendy's added another burger to their junior cheeseburger.
Double stacks!
Fuck yeah, double stacks. Yeah. You don't get that shit when you're not in a recession. Yeah. To me, our economy is up a burger. And it is a delicious time to be dirt poor.
Hi, I'm Martin, and this is Kaput Radio. How are you doing, folks? Strictly speaking, this is not a news show. However, when all has been said about financial woes of America and Europe in last week's program, the other news just seemed to fade away. Like Fukushima now available with enhanced radiation of surrounding areas, or the phone hacking scandal standing for a general demasking of how elites worm around each other, that's plodding on. Not to mention uprisings in Syria and other Middle Eastern countries, and a famine in East Africa enhanced with guerrilla warfare. It's not easy to choose, I admit. I'm basically a little bit tired of wallowing in it. But let's go back to America. Tea Party America, you have been very noisy and silly. You caused your country a great deal of unnecessary pain, now paying higher costs for borrowing for everything and more unemployed and no bloody gain for anybody. Standard and Poor are not poor in their judgment. I mean, why the heck should any investor jump at your poverty of imagination and innovation? Let's take new products, because it seems there's a problem. No one is shopping. Why? Because the attraction of products have waned. The products are not adequate for the 21st century potential buyer. Let's make no mistake. The old 20th century consumer is dying with the baby boomers. He was easy to satisfy with even the crappiest product. Their kids, however, are much smarter and demand things America's industry cannot imagine or conceive being presently run by geriatric pre-baby boomers. So, corporate America, make better things, like a singing toothbrush with USB port, bedding blankets which cuddle you, wrappings which turn into art sculptures after use, and computers with a small area covered in authentic animal fur of your choice, say, soft lion fur or bristling bearskin, just for the human touch. Make entertainment machines with dispersible fragrances of sea, air, and forest breezes. Be imaginative. Make better pills, like better placebos, for placebo diseases such as depressive optimism or nanny psychosis. American job seekers, you must fake work better and fake more of it before today's Chinese children learn to imitate you and take your children's fake jobs of the future. America, take note. You've got a serious club of nutters trying some dangerous and stupid circus tricks. Remember, the last few recessions of this scale didn't end. Wars ended them, okay? Folks, I was a bit tired this week, so I just cut and paste some material with a retrospective ear in mind. Let's recall some recent global characters having lost two wars. One is still in the process of being lost, of course. Starting the so-called clash of civilizations, such as clashing with Muslims. A generation of people laying the ground of the present demise and now flogging whitewashing memoirs. Please enjoy Rory Bremner impersonations.
Global problems require Scottish solutions.
The problem I have is because Gordon Brown, he comes on stage and you know he looks for all the world like a man who's just taken the head off a bear suit.
Hello, can I tell you what happened in the woods back there? No. I'm sorry, I've only got 18 minutes. 18 minutes to talk about saving the world, saving the planet, global institutions, our work on climate change. I've only got 18 minutes, unfortunately. I'm not able to tell you about all the wonderful things we're doing to promote the climate change agenda in Great Britain, like the third runway we're planning at Heathrow Airport, the large coal-fired power station we're building at King's North, and of course the exciting news that only today, only this week, Britain's only manufacturer of wind turbines has been forced to close. No time, unfortunately, to mention those. British jobs for Scottish people. No. Christian principles, Christian values. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife. Although, to be honest, when I was at number 11, that was never going to be a problem.
All right, come on. All right, Gordon, come on. Can I just say a few things about, you know, firstly about Cherie, you know, because she's a wonderful lady, you know, and my wife with a wonderful smile. That reminds me, I must post that letter. I just think, you know, what people forget, you know, Gordon and I, we always got on perfectly well. All right, it's never exactly Brokeback Mountain, but... You know, I wrote to him just before I left office. I said, you know, can I rely on your support for the next month? And he wrote back, he said, no, you can't. Which kind of surprised me, because I'd never seen can't spelt that way before, but... you know...
Another thing Gordon, of course, could have mentioned, didn't his speech to the Mansion House in 2002, that was the building, the people weren't listening, but the people went talking about the finance industry. He said, what you as a City of London have done for financial services, we as a government hope to do for the economy as a whole. When you think what's happened to financial services and you see what's happened to the economy, you think, well, there's a man who delivers on his promises. But we're in a new world now. We're in a completely new world. This is the first time that I can remember where if you get a letter from the bank manager about a loan, you don't know if you're borrowing money from him or he's borrowing money from you. Am I right? These extraordinary things. Icelandic internet accounts. Did anyone here have an Icelandic internet account? I mean, why would you do that? It's like one step up from replying to one of those emails from Nigeria, isn't it? Asking for all your bank details. And, you know, Iceland, it was never going to cut it. It didn't have that kind of collateral. What does it have? It has fish. That's all. That's why the Prime Minister went on television. He said, this has left us all with a very big haddock. A lot of what I do, I have to try and make sense of things before I can make nonsense of them. And making sense of the financial crisis is very, very difficult. Luckily, somebody like George Bush was really helpful. He summed it up, really, in a dinner. He was speaking at a dinner. He said, Wall Street got drunk. And now it's got a hangover. And that's, you know, that's something, you know, that's something we can relate to. It's certainly something he can relate to, anyway. And the other one, of course, is Donald Rumsfeld, who said, you know, we have there are the known knowns, the things we know. And then you got the known unknowns, the things we know we don't know. And then you got the unknown unknown. So those are the things we don't know. And, you know, being English, when I first heard that, I thought, what a lot of cock. And then you realize, well, actually, you know, that's what this is about. This whole, what Ben Bernanke has said, the chaotic unwinding of the world's financial system. It's about, they don't know. They didn't know what they were doing. In 2006, the head of the American Mortgage Bankers Association said, quote, as we can clearly see, no seismic occurrence is about to overwhelm the US economy. Now, there's a man on top of his job. And when the crisis was happening, the head of quantitative equities at Lehman Brothers said, events which models predicted would happen once every 10,000 years happened every day for 3 days. So it's extraordinary. It's a new world. It's very, very difficult to make sense of. But we have new hope. We have a new man. America has now elected its first openly black president. Wonderful news. Not only that, he's left-handed, have you noticed this? How many people here left-handed? You see, I've known a lot of the people that I most admire, they're great artists, great designers, great thinkers, they're left-handed. And somebody said to me last night, yeah, being left-handed, you have to learn to write without smudging the ink. And somebody was talking about metaphors on Monday, and I thought, what a wonderful metaphor, isn't it? An American president who has to write without smudging the ink. You like that one? As opposed to, you can see George Bush, where, well, what's the metaphor there? I think it'd be something out of the aquatic ape thing, wouldn't it? Well, you know, I'm sorry about that. I'm right-handed, but I seem to have smudged that ink as well. But you know, he's gone. Now he's gone. That's 8 years of American history, 8 minutes of my act, just gone like that. You know, it's the end of an era. I happen to believe it's a great era. I know folks said to me they believe it was one of the greatest eras in the history of the United States. But we proved them wrong in Iraq. They said there was no link between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. There is now. But I have a message for the suicide bombers, for those people who have blown themselves up. We're going to find you. We're going to make sure you don't do it again. But now he's gone. It's great to see one of arguably one of the worst speech makers in American history, now giving way to one of the greatest in Obama. You were there maybe on the night of his victory, and he spoke to the crowd in Chicago. He said, if there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible. I can't do the whole thing because it would take too long, it really would. But you get the picture. And then it goes to the inauguration, and he and the Chief Justice, they trip over each other, they get the words wrong, and they screw the thing up. And there's George Bush sitting there going, ha, 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 ha. Not so easy, is it? But the interesting thing is, Gordon Brown was talking about Cicero, who said people would listen to her speech, and they'd say, great speech, and then they'd listen to Demosthenes, and they'd say, let's march. And the great thing, we all want to believe in President Obama. It's rather like that line in the film As Good As It Gets. You remember that film with Helen Hunt and Jack Nicholson? And Helen Hunt says to Jack Nicholson, what do you see in me? And Jack Nicholson just says, you make me want to be a better man. And you want a leader who inspires and challenges and makes you want to be a better citizen, right? But at the moment, it's the Cicero thing. We like what Barack Obama says, but we don't do anything about it. So he comes over to this country and he says, we need a big fiscal stimulus. And everyone goes, great. He leaves the country, and the French and the Germans go, no, forget about that. Absolutely not. Nothing happens. He goes to Strasbourg. He says, we need more boots on the ground in Afghanistan. And everyone goes, great idea. He leaves. People go, no, we're not going to do that. 5,000 maximum and no rockets. No, we're not going to do that. He goes to Prague. He says, we believe in a nuclear-free world. And it's great to have an American president who can say the word nuclear. Let's just point that out first. Remember that, George? Could you say avuncular? Avunclear. Thank you very much. But he says, we want a nuclear-free world. And that day, North Korea is just seeing if it can just get one over Japan and land it before. So where do we look for inspiration? We still got Bill Clinton, who travels the world. I believe it was President Dwight D. Eisenhower who said, tell a lie, it was Diana Ross, who said, reach out and touch somebody's hand, make this world a better place if you can. I just think that's important. I really do. And I was hoping Hillary would get to the White House because she'd have been out of our home for 4 years. And I, you know, so when that didn't work out, I had to unpick a few arrangements, let me tell you. But so there's him. In Britain, we have Prince Charles and the environment. I mean, it's so important, all we can do. My wife gets fed up with me constantly trying to push emissions up her agenda. But, you know, we're so much. Or any South Africans, we have Mandela to inspire, the great man Mandela. He's been honoured with a statue now. The previous highest honour he had in Britain was a visit from the team from Ground Force, a gardening programme. So Nelson, how would you like a nice water feature?
Ah, listen to me, Mr. Titmarsh. I was held in prison for nearly 30 years. On an island in the middle of the ocean. Why would I need a bloody water feature?
Very quickly, I wasn't quite sure how to end this talk, and then yesterday that man came up with a wonderful quote from the Japanese Essays on Idleness, which said it's nice to have something which is unfinished because it implies there's still room for growth. Thank you very much indeed.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property, and we're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators!
Mount up! It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren B was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I can get some funk. Just rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit Wall Street in NYC, on a mission looking for Mr. Warren B. Seen brokers who shit really gone weak, all their stocks already peaked.
Roll up to the bank, trying to get some cash. Warn the lender that my credit's trash, but the suit tells me it's all good and pulls out a pen, gets me a house in my hood.
He's giving out money like a hoe turning tricks, making May and Mac everybody's top picks, but they don't know what's about to go down. Bro's like leaving, driving it in the ground.
Fast forward a year, I still don't got the dough. Bank's gonna foreclose on me for sure. Took my house, my car, my stocks, and my bling. I call Kash Kardi and he can't do a thing.
Investment bank stop and look around. JP and Wamu got a return to be found. Gonna go bankrupt, gonna have to merge. Best give him a bailout to make the stock surge.
The street lost its grid and the Dow's going down. Congress has to pull this shit around. When I get the cash, I'll help bring us back. Gonna buy into Pundit's bank.
Bear Stearns, Lehman, Fannie and Fred. The high bankrollers are all falling dead. Free market ain't gonna last long at this rate. Congress and SEC's got to regulate. Fat cats restriction, more transparency and less loans. Lay down the law, start breaking some bones. Put a curb on short selling, can't sell stock you don't own.
Now the Fed's bailing out, is writing blank checks. The street's on welfare, but it's still a wreck. I'll drop the stocks and stick to the funds. Wait for the bear to go bull and run.
The economy's down and we're having a fit. The everyday dog doesn't like it one bit. Heavier dues and a lighter wallet. We all can't pay out like Jane and Buffett. Oil's more than blowing, ounces a pound. Can't get nothing for a buck. I'm feeling pretty broke, can't purchase a thing, cause the dollar is f***ed. At least there ain't no regression, and that means no depression.
Era G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya, funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings, melody, G-Funk, where rhythm is life and life is rhythm.
Don't hate the market player, hate that game today. If the SEC acted quicker, it wouldn't be the same. But it is what it is, stock's a dangerous sport. Lucky I saw it all coming and I sold Lehman short.
Republicans and Democrats celebrate what amounts to a pathetic excuse for common ground. An area dog's rock bottom is the same as his peak, and the FDA is calling for everyone to induce vomiting right now. And now a crisp, cool, and refreshing recap of your weekly news. President Obama acknowledged Wednesday that the debt ceiling deal, featuring $2.1 trillion in federal spending cuts with no increases in tax revenue, required tough concessions by both Democrats and Democrats alike, saying, quote, "I'm truly grateful that both Democrats and their Democrat counterparts were able to reach within the aisle and show the nation that compromise demands sacrifices from every Democrat, whether liberal, far left, or progressive." A drunken Ben Bernanke told everyone at a local bar Thursday how totally screwed the U.S. economy really is. The completely sloshed Federal Reserve chairman downed multiple beers and whiskey shots before launching into a slurred 45-minute diatribe about the depressed housing market and the, quote, shitty rate of economic growth, revealing that unemployment is actually up around 19% with little chance of ever improving. An Onion reporter was able to capture this audio of Bernanke moments before he passed out.
And then I think GDP will drop to nothing. And I share your concern. I share your anger.
It's a nightmare on Wall Street.
Nikki said, man, I'm broke, man. I got like $92 to my name, man. My wife won't talk to me anymore. My clients are not returning my calls. I'm so poor, all I eat is crackers.
The market popped. My stocks dropped. The market popped. My stocks dropped. My money is insane. Foreclosures every place. A nation is in debt. It makes me so upset. I gotta sell my pet. I used to have a lot of money in stocks. Then this crazy market fell off. And George Bush ain't telling what's up. Seems like Barack will change it up. All my money is spent. Can't even pay my mama's rent. This whack bailout is so wrong. That's why I had to go and post this song.
The market popped. My stocks dropped.
The market popped. My stocks dropped.
My money is insane. Foreclosures every place. A nation is in debt. It makes me so upset. I gotta sell my pet. I'd like to choke George W. Bush and kick Dick Cheney in his tush. You know I'm gonna rob this here bank. Don't got the dollars to fill this tank. Now my wife won't take my calls. She's spending all my money in malls. You know I feel like breaking stuff. Now the pigs are here, I'm in handcuffs.
The market popped. My stocks dropped.
The market popped. My stocks dropped.
My money is insane. Foreclosures every place. A nation is in debt. It makes me so upset. I gotta sell my pet.
Yeah, man. Go Obama, man. That's what I'm talking about. And what's up with this shit? Man, I'm pissed, man. MC Sample in the house, man. 2008. Or 2009 if this thing doesn't blow up by 2008. All right, man. Peace out. MC Sampler. www.musiccomedy.com with one C, Holmes. All right? Peace out.
Many fronts. As heavy losses add up, a group of senators led by Hallie Bertone of Camino propose an escalation of troop production. Senator Padme Amidala, recognizing that more troops will only prolong the fighting, works tirelessly with her allies to introduce a bill to cut military spending and stop the creation of more clone troopers.
From toxic home loans to failing nation states.
It was the biggest binge in history. Before the GFC, the world gorged on debt. Credit was cheap and easy. It was almost force-fed. And lending was supersized. Ninja loans, that's no income, no job, no assets. Then Wall Street took the loans, packaged them up into fancy financial products, and passed the debt parcels around the world. But after the binge came the purge.
2007, US house prices plummeted as people who never should have been lent money defaulted on mortgages in record numbers. Yet the powers that be were in denial.
I think the system basically is sound, I truly do.
Our banking system is well capitalized.
September 2008, the Wall Street icon Lehman Brothers collapsed. Then the world's largest insurer, AIG, went broke. sparking a global credit crash. The engine of commerce seized as lending dried up. Share prices slumped as the biggest credit bubble in history burst. Banks failed as the dodgy loans and fancy financial products they fashioned out of them imploded. The world plunged into the deepest downturn since the Great Depression.
This is a once-in-a-half-century, probably once-in-a-century type of event.
2009, the world celebrated as governments bailed out the banking system and pledged $5 trillion in spending to rescue the global economy.
I think the new world order is emerging. Today, we've learned the lessons of history.
But the GFC never went away. It just morphed from a private debt crisis into a public debt crisis.
In early 2010, Greece was bailed out by the European Union. Next, Ireland and Portugal had to be rescued from potential default. Then last week, the crisis spread to Italy and Spain. The world panicked and shares tumbled as the cost of funding the public debt of Italy and Spain soared to unsustainable levels. Across the Atlantic on the weekend, inglorious history was made. The US had its credit rating downgraded for the first time.
AA plus has become the new AAA.
And all this against the backdrop of the weakest recovery from the bleakest recession we've had since the 1930s. And it's not over yet.
Thanks for listening once again, this time with some retrospection. You know, when you try to explain to your child what's going on with the world economy, maybe you try this little idea. Once upon a time, there were two creatures running the economy. There was the bull and there was the bear. These took alternate turns. That means for a while the bull runs the economy, and then he gets tired and the bear takes over. Now, the bear takes the economy into a cave and lays down to hibernate for a while. But in the recent time, the bear has the economy in a tight embrace and snoozes on and on and on the northern hemisphere only, while at the same time the bull runs around the southern hemisphere. Well, this crossbred animal is called the bull bear. And no one understands him. And that's, my dear, that's what's happening in the world. Good night. I hope you enjoyed the show. As always, all sources can be viewed at kaputradio.libsyn.com or alternatively, Kaput Radio's podcast on Google if you have trouble finding it otherwise. Bearing in mind what all the experts in London, Paris and New York are saying, well, the fundamentals of the situation, the problem of the fundamentals has not been solved. I emphatically agree, albeit for a different reason. You know. My name is Martin, and it would be nice to catch me again.